Yo, what's up?
What's up?
What's up? What's going
That's
on?
crazy.
Man,
All right,
when
let me
you're a
change
fan and
this.
when you watch this show through the sidetrack, like you almost think like there's you guys are in like one place, you know? And now today that I'm here, just like I kind of want to know where we're at, but let's see how it goes down.
All right, guys, I want to welcome everybody to the 26 episodes halfway through the year
Craziness.
of, yeah, I know, of the PDR talk, the live Q&A that we're doing every week, Monday at 9 p.m. This time around, we have Manny from Manny's PDR. Don't forget that S, guys, but Manny's PDR, and that's at Manny's PDR. Manny, do you want to introduce yourself real quick?
Yo, what's up, everyone? Manny Lopez, the most common last name, but I go under Manny's PDR, you know, hashtag MPDR. But yeah,
Yep.
you can find me Manny's PDR based out of Brea, California. That's me, man.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Let's go around the room real quick. You want to start with Ryan?
Ryan, Baltimore, Maryland, RPS Dent Repair. What's going on, guys?
Dave from Chicago, Windy City Dent Repair.
And Chris, Dylan's Touch, Washington, D.C. area. We just opened up a shop in Manassas, so that is a blessing.
Taking over.
So three shops strong and working on our fourth. So trying
Hashtag
to
killing it.
we're trying, man.
Hashtag
We're trying.
killing it, man. I don't know how you guys gonna do it when you gotta interview yourself, bruh.
No, man. No. The floor is you guys. But like we always do on every show, we start off with tools, and we're lucky enough to have Ryan on this show because I think if it was up to me and Dave, we would have no tools. So Ryan has a few tools, and I think Dave, you have one or two tools, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, so let's start off with the tools. Man, you got any tools?
Nah, man, I didn't. I thought, you know, listen, we spoke. You said, nah, we're not gonna show no tools. So I told,
I
you
did, I
know,
did.
even the wife said, you're gonna bring some tools. Like, I want to, but I said
My
no. So now you put me on the spot. It's all good, though. It's all
bad, my
good.
bad. I don't have anything. So, like I said,
Nah,
Ryan's
you
got a
guys did
shot right
great,
now.
man. You guys did great. So.
I've got some new stuff from Dave Stream, from edgytools.com. I'm a big carbon tech guy. So I've got the carbon tech rod. And you have this, it used to be a window strap to where you put it in the window and you can put your bar through and leverage off of that. Well, after I got his new window bar, this was one of the first things he came out with. When I got his new window bar, I never used this. It just kind of sat around. There was no use for it. Well, Dave Stream came out like, amazing idea. It's a hook, one of his edgy hangers that hooks to the carbon tech rod. So when you have a car, like a Mazda Miata with no window frame, no door frame, just hook this thing in there. Lights out. I mean, this was
Nice
the most simple idea, but it fixed the
job.
problem. You know what I mean? I mean, this was a useless $25 tool. Because we got his new window bar and never used it. So this thing is awesome. Great job on that, on Dave. And I'm on an edgy tools thing today. So I got this tip. It's called the Crown Killer. It's his new little, like, I don't know. It's almost like it's got different rubber tips. So it's got all these different thicknesses and firmness. This thing is awesome. It's supposed to be used to knock down crowns. I actually used it for pushing today. So Dave's over there probably, if he's watching, he's probably cringing because he sells as a knockdown crown killer. But it's got a little step here, so it's not like a standard chair tip. And inside the tip, it's got a little step, and it locks on there. I had it
Wow,
in
that's
a
nice.
taillight hole. Today, it's a perfect size. So a lot of times I'll use the R4 with a cherry tip and it doesn't quite fit through the hole or the R4 is super
Yep.
thick. This is like thin enough to go right through that taillight little clip hole. And I was pushing with this thing today. It was awesome. So if you guys don't have it, I think it's like 25 or 30 bucks. You get the four tips with it, and then he sells the replacement tips. But I've been using the knockdown part of it for, I don't know, I guess 4 days, and I haven't burned through one tip yet. So
that's good.
It's a good tool. You know, check it out, edutools.com. This thing is awesome. You know, I'll come back on when I do burn through a tip, but I mean, I've used it. It's been in my pocket since I got it. So check it out. Like I said, it comes with the other tips. They are all different firmnesses and thicknesses. So check it out. I'll let you know when I burn through one, but it's definitely some good stuff.
Nice.
That's all I got, Dave.
So I have the Ultra Adjustable Door Jammer. I love this thing. It's quick. It's easy. These spin really, really nice. The adjustments here. And then you can also adjust the middle here for, you know, the width of the door. I use this every single day, but I honestly wish I maybe would have gotten a solid one. Only because this, sometimes I have this tightened as far as it will go. I actually can't loosen it with my hands right now. But as you're tugging or pushing on a door, this will sometimes collapse even with it all the way tight. So honestly, I would do a solid one, but this works like a charm. So if you just need a quick door jammer, Ultra Dent Tools, great door jammer. I used to have one. I had gotten one from Dent Technology. It was like the Gorilla Jammer or something. I had bought it. It came and it wouldn't release, so the adjustment wouldn't come out, the screw wouldn't come out, so it was kind of just useless. So then I bought this one thinking the adjustable part was going to be awesome, then finding out that this adjustment here in the middle will slam close on you if you're really pushing on a door. So I think they also make a solid one, but Ultra Dent Tools for this door jammer here, great tool. That's what I got.
Nice. All right, so let's get this show started since the tools are done. Ryan, you don't have – I had a question about the tip that you have. You don't have the Ultra Dent tool, so it does. You don't know how it compares to those little push cap, right?
So like a chair tip, you mean?
Yeah. I don't use a chair tip, but like the black cap from Ultra. Do you know how that compares? You don't have that? Okay.
I use like the same – I have the same tip kind of without the step that a chair tip goes on.
Okay.
I were using him when he was in town, but I don't have the Ultra.
The Ultra one, okay.
Yo, because those black tips from Ultra, those things are pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I like those. But that will look like I won't lose them every time I, you know, take the tool out of the door. So that's pretty stout. So how expensive are those tips?
You get I think it's three of each off his website when you order like the extra tips. So you get three of each for like $14 or something. You know, but you can pick whatever color you want in there also. So if you like just the orange or the black or whatever, I think you can go in and order what you need. But I'll tell you, man, I cranked on this thing today. And
no problem.
Nothing.
That's what's up. All right, so let's get this interview started. The man of the hour, Mr. Manny. Lopez.
Nah, man. It's not about me. I'm more excited to be on board here with you.
well, let the viewers kind of get a some information about you. Kind of how did you get into PDR? Kind of your background before we started going into you, you know, building your company.
Man, I hope we have enough time for that. But I'll try to make it as quick as I can, you know. But no, pretty much, you know, I've been working on cars ever since small. I mean, since I was like 8 years old, 9 years old. My brother has a window tinting shop. My cousin used to have a stereo shop. You know, I've been working around cars. And in 2006, I was in California back from Washington State. And I had ran out of money. I needed a job. My cousin said there is a porter position at a body shop. And yeah, man, sure enough, I went in there. I worked as a porter. I loved the job. I mean, to go around, drive around all day, you know, picking up parts, dropping off customers, riding nice cars. My first day, I drove a Hummer. I fell in love with the job. And 3 months into the job, the front desk girl at the shop location, she got let go and she quit. I can't remember the story. But so now they needed somebody to answer phones, and it was just like, I'll answer phones, from one thing to another, things just opened up. I went from a driver to a front desk to, after being in the front desk, I started learning about estimating and, started dealing with the insurance company and putting estimates, big or small hits. And I learned how to write sheets, kind of the way we say it at the shop. I learned how to write sheets, how to look at cars a little bit. From the body shop side, mm-hmm. As far as repairing the whole art of that. And I spent about 8 years working for the shop. I made it as far as even a shop manager. Nice. I actually got to run a $70,000, in sales month shop. And I was like a senior estimator for the shop, for other locations. It's a company based out of San Gabriel Valley. It's called Marcos Collision Center. For anybody that's out here in California or local, one way or another, they've heard of it, because he definitely established a real good foundation when it came to restoring cars. And so that was my close to 10-year job in the industry, and then into I just started getting I don't want to say tired of it, but liking the way things were going, and I was starting to look to see which other direction I could go. And I didn't want to leave the body shop field or just the car industry. And I always saw PDR, our dent tech that we used to hire. I always admire his work. And I was just like, man, I wonder if I could do that. And I started putting the homework. I started doing the homework. And, one thing to another, I was just like, man, I think PDR, it's going to be my next move. I spoke to our guy that we used to hire, and I asked him, pretty much how I could learn it. He didn't want to show me. He said, you got to go to school. And, from there, the rest is history, man. It's just I'm thankful for the job that I had, at the body shop. I got to learn a lot, and because of that, I'm able to now put all my experience in the body shop and now put it into my own business. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of one of the things that also helped me a lot, once I got into the PDR industry. So what is that's a little bit of my background.
What is one thing that you learned from working all those years in the body shop, probably the last few years, but that you kind of use day in and day out with the PDR?
Chris, one of the major things that I kind of picked up from working from the body shop is just falling in love with the art of restoring a vehicle back to its pre-accident condition.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
I just fell in love with that process. And, because of the way I see it is just because I love the process so much, I got to, really understand the process of, you get your car damaged and you need somebody to help you, and you find a shop, and the shop, it's the professional one that knows a car from inside out. And, just what a body shop does, from restoring a car. It's just, I fell in love with that whole process, man. So from there, just, I got to learn the whole customer service, everything from how a frame should be, restore from sag, from, you know, mash, and, you know, how an alignment should be restored back to, you know, how the car drove when it was new or before the accident. How, if the car's been made to save lives, how it should still work to save lives after the accident.
Nice, nice.
You know, make people feel good about, you know, having your car into a shop. Like, you know, it's your car, man. Like, at the end of the day, you build the relationship. Like, you build,
you're trusting,
you know, you
this
put,
place to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're spending, it's just, money. It's like, it's just like, you know, anybody who has kids will understand. It's just like, where you take your kids is just not anywhere.
Right.
You know, so I compare it the same way. It's just like a car. I mean, of course, it's not a human being, but it's as close as like something that belongs to you. You know, it's something, it's personal. Yeah. So I, like I said, man, I just love, I fell in love with the whole process and, you know, working for the shop, I got to learn so much, Chris. I got to learn so much, everything from learning customer service from, you know, from low to high end cars, learning expectations, you know, learning what to see what clients, how clients see their cars, you know, just so many things. And after, you know, aside from the customer service side, also the cars, you know, how to repair a car properly, you know, that if, you know, if a damage or if it's buckled certain points is like, if there's a crush zone, it's just like, what do the engineers say that you should repair this car? You know, should you repair or replace that panel? Mm-hmm. You know, if you think it's repairable, like, why can you not repair it? Or like, or why can you not replace it? Or vice versa. It's just like, why do you have to replace instead of repair? You know what I'm saying?
It's just, I think, like, the other thing is knowing, you also understand, you know, what it costs to repair those panels now through the body shop. So that helps with your pricing. You know, you can say, okay, you know, the blending, the where the damage is hit. So you understand that too. That's a huge help in your pricing.
You understand, and because I always kind of say that my competition or our competition isn't other dent companies, it's the body shop. And it's kind of just, you know, I tell our customers that we're the first line of offense before the body shop. If we're able to fix it, it's going to be a better repair. But you understand everything, because I never worked, you know, I was a porter as well, but I never understood what the body shop is doing and charging and how they're fixing it, where you know every nook and cranny of what a body shop is going to tell a customer. And you're able to relay that to them and say, hey, look, I'm going to do all of these other things that they're not going to do. Knowing from a porter position to running a body shop, knowing all of those skills in between, that's huge, especially for a PDR tech. Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other thing too, though, is that the same way it works good, it also works against me. The reason why is because, you know, working in the body shop, I got sent to school. I got sent to, you know, let's say from B&W school to frame school to body, you know, body repair school, from paint correction and all that stuff. So I was built to believe that, you know, that you know, my company could restore a vehicle back to its pre-accident condition the most perfect way possible, you know? Right. And so I learned how to defend that. And so because I learned how to defend that,
yes,
it also contradicts with me on the PDR side.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
There's good and bad. I've learned so much, you know, on both sides. And it's like,
where did you train?
I trained with Dinking.
Okay.
I trained with Dinking. When I did my homework, as far as after I found, you know, what my direction was, that I was going to, you know, steer into the PDR world. I did my homework and I learned I found out that I came down with three companies. One, it was Dent Time. in San Diego. Two, it was Dinking that was in Costa Mesa. And three, it was the one of the big commercial PDR companies. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the name now, but I'm sure we all know about it. And so, you know, I just went with the closest ones, and which was Dent Time and Dinking. And I was ready to go with Mike. I spoke on the phone with Mike and everything. And but when I came across with Dinking, I was like, I get tools with Dinking. That means I could literally go to work the next day. I could go home and start working. And then, you know, I was just like, I mean, I did my math and it was just like, it was more money, but it, you know, just more.
You don't have to now go and find tools. It's already given. You're already given that. Here you go.
Yeah.
And then you can sort it out later rather than now. Okay. Yeah. I have the skill, but how do I now, what do I buy? This is what I was using here. Four tools.
Yeah.
You know, do I just buy those four tools or what, you know?
and how long was that course?
You know what? I went in there for the contract that I did with them. It was for, I was going to go in there for a month and then they were going to allow me to come back like whenever I wanted and train. I went in there for a week and a half. I had a good trainer, man. I got to give it up for James out at in Dinking in Costa Mesa. You know, he was a good instructor to me, and he taught me well, I want to say. Yeah. And I went in there I did my 4-week training like you normally would do throughout the process that they have set up. And then I came back the following week to keep training. And I was there for a week and a half, literally. And after that, I just realized that it was just going to be a practice thing, you know?
Yeah. So you realize it's just you in that hood is basically what it boils down to, huh?
Practice. You know, I just knew that right after that, it was just going to be the practice.
And you've been coaching for how long again?
So I started at the end of 2014. So it's been truly full 3 years. Wow. They should be going into four by the end of this year.
Okay.
And
a week and a half of
training. Yeah, and you know, one of the things played out for me after I left the school when I realized that wrestling was just going to be practice. It's just that, you know, I've been lucky through my life to be able to work around like, you know, how can I say it? Like people with like, you know, high expectations, like under pressure, you know, like all my jobs have been always under pressure. So I wasn't scared to just get out there and start like pushing on anybody's car. I did have a few dents on my truck, my cousin's car. You know how this is you'll touch any dent, any dent that anybody will let you work on. So
yeah, of course.
After my week and a half, I went home the next morning. I was banging on my truck. The dents came out clean. I still look at it now and it's just like, I look good. They look good.
Not that bad. I know where they're at, but you know,
not that bad. And after that, you know what else happened is that the people that I worked with when I was in the body shop that I used to hire as a PDR techs, his name is Rick out in Van Nuys. He was, you know, he's an old tech. He's been around for 15 years. And he already had a foundation and he had a company at the time. It was like a reconditioning company. And, you know, it's funny how everything just turns out, man. But so James ended up knowing the body shop that I came from. And James knew the guy who did work for the body shop, which was Rick. So as soon as I got out of school, James was like, yo, Rick, Maddie's out there doing dents if you want to use them. So Rich calls me the next day, just like, yo, I got cars over here. Just like, I know the kind of person you are. Just like, come on here and push dents, man. Like, get some cars under yourself. And, you know, that's once awesome. You feel that you're good, like, keep going, you know. And sure enough, that's how it was, man. I went out there. I worked for a whole month for free.
Wow. There you go. There you go.
Wow. Yep. Put that free, time, bro. In.
Guys, yep. Take notes.
Take these notes. Yep. Take notes.
Until I ran out of money to put cash.
Of course.
And then I just realized, like, yo, like, if the jobs that I'm doing for him, he's selling and making money, just like, that means that I could be doing this for myself and making money. So just like, all right, Rick, you know, like, thank you so much for that. But, you know, I'm on my way. And then, yeah, man, sure enough, he was cool. I got out there and, man, like I said, it's been history ever since. It's just pushing, hustling,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I would say for a 4-year tech, he's killing it.
Yeah, for sure. So just
thanks, man.
Just to rewind, guys, we met Manny at the Mobile Tech Expo, and you placed 6th in that competition, which there are crazy. Very skilled technicians that couldn't even get the dent out 100%. So to place 6th in that event is amazing. And if you haven't seen those dents, there's a few videos online about the dents that they had to fix.
They were some nasty dents.
Not only terrible. They put you center stage and everybody's looking at you. You're using probably someone else's tools. So you're totally out of your environment when you're pushing these, when you're doing these dent Olympics. So, but Manny placed 6th, which is impressive for someone that's been doing it at that time for 3 years. I feel as though, I think you handle pressure very well, and you're a hell of a, you know, technician, you know.
Now, did you practice?
I gotta tell you guys, man. It's fun, man. It's fun. Yeah. Everybody's watching you.
Seen you sweating,
It's you. That light, that dent, and your rod, baby. It's just what you gonna do?
Watching you guys sweat is what's really fun. Beer in my hand, watching you guys sweat. I'm like, yep, this is fun.
You feel like time is like ticking, like right behind you too, like almost like, man, it's just like,
you're on a time limit.
So much pressure. Oh, 45 minutes. Like you.
Yeah.
No, it's, yeah. And then plus, and the other thing too, is just like, you're limited in tools, you know, it's just like, that's the other thing too. It's just like, you could only work with what you have. It's like,
You
got to make it happen. And the other thing, too, is like, you don't have a heat gun, at least. We'll make things a lot easier, but you have none of that, man. So you have to make it happen. That's when you really get you really get tested, you know. And Ryan, you were saying, like, if you practice those dents out there, not necessarily those dents, but I think that you do practice it in other ways where sometimes you could have a high end car where you cannot mess up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just the pressure.
To me, it's the same pressure. You know, it's funny because when I have clients that are just like very picky, they're just like, you know, I'm very meticulous. Like, that's cool. Yeah. You know, I love that. You know, over clients tell me just like,
ridiculous when they're telling you beforehand. Like, I know he's gonna. And then he may know what orange peel is.
Like, or when they're standing over your shoulder, you can feel them breathing on your neck while you're fixing the dent. Can I watch? Yeah, you can watch. You know, he's breathing on you.
Yeah,
just don't breathe on
exactly.
I've had those, and those are fun. You just look at them like.
You break out that metal knockdown and you're just beating on their car and they're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun. You know, so you know what I learned, guys, is just that you have to be comfortable in those, you know, in those kind of like scenarios, like working under pressure, just like you have to like put yourself comfortable. So because, you know, I've kind of trained myself to be comfortable and to be professional and to like, it's funny because I think I put this on my post or somebody asked me like, what's the secret? It's just like, just learn how to breathe. just learn how to breathe and like just live the moment, you know, just breathe and then just focus on what you're doing. You'll be fine. Because if you notice,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because if you notice, it's just like, you could be doing anything. You could be focused. But as soon as you lose focus, you pay attention. Yeah. You lost your
way.
That phone rings, that one text message. I'm like, really? Right now?
Yeah.
I'm like pinpointing something, like sniping like a lung right now.
So it's just that, man. It's just disciplining yourself to learn how to like work under those environments. And so the PDR, you know, the PDR contest, man, it's the Den Olympics. It's fun. I'm not gonna lie. Ever since I started looking into the PDR, I knew that was out there.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a personal goal that I wanted to go there and I wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And
and you did it.
You know, I visualized it and I played it all in my head, man, that it's just like I was gonna go out there. I was going to get first place. I didn't get first place. I got seventh. I mean, you know, but it's all good. The first year I didn't even place nothing. and it was like 12 or 15 that year.
And that was,
it was just like nothing, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I remember 2 years was my first MTE and I remember specifically, I'm like, yo, this guy has a hashtag MPDR shirt and a hat. Like, someone's using hashtags for their business. This is like, this guy's dope. And I never, we never met up or anything like that. I was still new and I was, you know, I didn't really know what was going on, but I just thought that was like the coolest thing that you had hashtags on your shirt and your hat. And then I, you know, met up with you last year finally. But no, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know. It's funny how I came up with that, man. It was just literally just you know, just writing things down and just trying to see how my name could look, you know, like Manny's PDR. Like, you know, I was trying to stay away from my name, like just
Right.
name. I wanted to do something more professional. But, yeah. but then once I saw the hashtag MPDR, I was like,
That could work.
It almost rhymes. I mean, I don't rap, but like, MPDR, like it's so easy, you know. So yeah, man, I just went with that and I was just like, you know what, I don't have a logo. It's just like, that's my logo, hashtag MPDR. So I just like, I just threw that everywhere and I threw that on the back of my shirt and I was just like,
yeah,
I'm gonna go out there, I'm just gonna hashtag MPDR, you know. Yeah, man, it was fun that year too.
So I mean, you know, like you said, 3 or 4 years ago, you know, you weren't doing PDR. You know, your first year, if someone's looking, and this is one of the reasons why we have you on the show is because, you know, I think your story is so amazing for people that are trying to get into this industry. So if you could kind of remember your first year of becoming, or your first 2 years of becoming a PDR technician, what are some advice that you can give some guys that are either looking to do the switch, and go ahead, Dave.
I'll say, I want to know, how old were you when you decided to say, hey, I'm going to quit my current job of 10 years and go try something?
Yeah, it sounded like you had a career there.
Like, how old were you when you did that? And okay, now I have a week of training. Now I have to figure out how to feed my family. What is going on?
I had a good job, man. It's crazy because I actually quit two careers for this PDR business.
Okay.
And I was successful in my other two careers, man. Like,
right.
it's but as far as the one that links with PDR, just like being in the body shop, being an estimator, I was good, man. Like, I was, you know, people still see me just like, you don't want to come back? Like, are you sure? Mm-hmm. Like,
no.
Weren't you doing good? Like, you know, like, weren't things good for you? Like, you know, like I thought.
They were just like, great. No,
I'm good now. You know, I'm good.
I'm doing a little bit better now.
You know what? It came down to, you know, after working so much time for the body shop, I realized that at the end of the day, you know, it's just at the end of the day, you're fixing cars and you're in the business because you know, you need money to feed your family.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of business involved in the body shop world that requires for the shop to take a lot of money in. And I just didn't like, it wasn't within me that I enjoy that, but I respect it. And I just wanted to venture something different because when I was in the body shop, I fell in love with the art of restoring a car from pulling a frame to where, you know, section it where it needs to be sectioned, removing the engine if necessary, removing everything possible if necessary, just, you know, setting things back so that things don't get, you know, spark welds on it or doesn't get overspray in it. And, you know, just the proper way. You primer a car today, you wait 24, 48 hours, you paint it, you know, everything step by step, right? And just the way things were turning out where it's just like, you got to do things 10 right, times right. faster than what you wow. used to. And that wasn't it for me no more. And I wanted to feel better about what I was doing and what I was involved with. And I realized that I was 29. I didn't have kids and I wasn't married at the time.
Young
and
buck.
If there was any
young buck,
hashtag young buck, you know, I realized that if there was any time that I could do it, it was then.
Mm-hmm.
And, and it's funny, man, in my life, when things weren't ready to change, it's just, to me, you know, just God just lays everything out, man. And he just
got to go through it. A lot of it's just, you're mental.
Yeah, for sure. And so, I'll never forget. I spoke to one insurance re-inspector, and he was an older guy. I'll never forget. And then he said, "You know, Manny, I'm ready to retire. And you know, if I could advise anybody who's 29 in the body shop world, I would from my heart, I would tell them to look into something else." Because this ain't going nowhere. And little did he know, I was 29. He
was delivering. He's speaking right to you.
Right to me, man. So it was just like, right after that, it was just like, man, it's just like. And at that time, I was actually sitting behind the main owner of the company. He always told me the stories, man, how he started his business, how he went through everything that he went through. And, you know, I realized that if he could do it, you know, just like anybody else can, you know, and from that, man, it was just like, you know, like I said, I was 29, I wasn't married and I didn't have kids. And I was like, you know, if I could do it, you know, it's now.
Time to go all in.
So what I did is that, at that time, my girl, my, I wish it was, no, anyways, I meant to say my wife. My wife had just moved in with me at the time. That's why I was laughing, because I was going to say my girl, because she was my girl at the time. and then I was going to say, I wish I could say my girl. I'm getting a lot of trouble. She knew I said that. So my wife, you know, at the time we had just moved in together. She was working a job that it was good for her. And, you know, I sit down with her after just putting everything down on paper. That's one of the things that I've always done. I've always strategized everything on paper. And I wrote everything down and I just play it all out. And one night, I'll never forget, August 27th, 2014, we went out to downtown LA. We went out to an Italian restaurant to have dinner, man. And I just laid it all out. Just, you know, I'm not good where I'm at. Like, I need to change, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to quit my job. I want to, you know, put this money here, take myself, do this, turn this, flip it to this. And, you know, this is our GPS, you know, pretty much in our life. And, she was on board, man. She was on That's board. Awesome. She definitely supported me. And, And literally 2 days after that, I quit my job. And after that, I I got my money together, took myself to thinking, and pushed it all out, man. I mean, you know, pushed everything that I had.
That's a beautiful, you know, it's crazy because it's almost the same thing. Yeah. A guy told me I was working in a job. It was an easy, sweet job, but it wasn't going anywhere for me. He said, this is not it. This is not it for your life, Chris. So I can relate to, I wasn't getting paid much, but it was definitely a sweet job. Yeah, man, I'm pretty sure you're happy.
I was a porter at a body shop. And I said, I want to paint cars. He said, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You're going to be dead before you're 40. And I said, well, what do I do? He's like, get into dent repair. I'm like, okay. And so I did, you know. But I think one important thing about what you said was you wrote down.
Yeah.
That's huge. And I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I think that helps you achieve a lot more once you really get that plan. You know, you think about it in your head all day long, but once you actually write it down and get that little structure and that guideline and that format, that then helps you execute on what you want to go and do, you know. And you having, you know, instead of saying, hey babe, I'm gonna quit my job tomorrow and I'm gonna figure it out, I think I'm gonna go do this. No, here this is what we're gonna do, this is how we're all, you know, this is how it's, you know, gonna be done. If you have any questions, let me know. But it helps you organize all of your thoughts, you know, and then you can then execute on each goal. And that's huge.
Yeah. If there's a few things that I could definitely point out to, like, you know, if there's anybody watching that's trying to like figure out what to do, or like, oh, if PDR, it's like their thing, or like, you know, all of that stuff.
Even the next move in their business.
You know, the way I see it is just you have to have goals.
Yeah,
you have to have goals. It's your goals. It's
that's
like
what creates your vision.
It's like your GPS.
Yeah,
you know, it's just vision. Like every time you get in the car, it's just like you're just not gonna drive anywhere without knowing where you're going. So that's how life needs to be. It's like everything what you're doing, you got to have a direction.
And I think in business, you have to have standards too. So on side of goals, you need to write down your standards, because you could go left field somewhere and do some crazy hacked up stuff. And you know, you started this business to do premium work, but then you go down that that dark path of quick money or whatever it could be, and because you just didn't have that standards. There's plenty of time I want to walk away from the dent and I go, they're not gonna see that, you know. And I'm like, no, I see it. They might have a brother that's a body man and be like, you know what, I don't know about this one. So I sit there and I'm like, you're never gonna see it. I don't care, you know. So
there was one thing that I did learn at that time that kind of just what set it for me, that PDR was it. It was just like, you have to find out what you're good at.
Yeah.
You know, you have to find out what you're good at. Like, you know, some people are good at, you know, more talking. Some people are good at more trying to figure out.
Is that me, him, us?
My hands, because
I don't know.
I feel blessed, man. Like, my hands are gold, you know. Just like, there's other people that are good at just fast doing things, man. Mm-hmm. It's just, and so I just linked to what I was good at and what I really enjoyed doing. And, you know, it just came down that I connected those two together and just like, what are people's needs? You know, figure out what you're good at and what are people's needs? You know, just like, I mean, at that time I was in LA. I'm in LA, there is over 3 million cars.
There's everywhere. There's just cars.
Somebody is getting a dent.
So, yes. Right now.
You know, I realized the way I understood the craft of like restoring a car, or not just that, but how I looked at cars, like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm thankful and I'm grateful, because I feel I'm blessed, because I was one of those guys, those estimators, where they would tell me, oh yeah, you know, your car for so-and-so, it's ready. You know, call her to come pick her up. It's just like, well, let me go see it. And it was like, what do you mean it's ready? Well, let me see it.
Yeah, I want to see it before I call her. Yep.
And that's what I meant earlier. Those are some of the things that you learn, you know, that I got to learn while working in there, that, you know, you have to look at your job before
quality control.
Your quality control. Exactly.
That's it.
And I was able to walk up to the cars and just like literally just start walking. Just like, what's that?
I see this, I see that.
And it's just like, well, you know, we'll fix it. Well, okay, we'll fix it. And then I'll call the client. Just like, oh, call her now. Well, what do you mean? Car's not ready. It's just like, fix this, fix that. So, you know, you start becoming that guy that like the detailers don't like. Doesn't get along with.
Pink guy. Bumper guy doesn't like.
He's coming over here again.
You know, like, here he comes again. So it's just like you start becoming that guy. And I got to learn all
you're
of that.
You're the bad guy for doing a good job.
Manny, what is your next plan? As in growing the business? As in, are you trying to stay a one-man show? Are you trying to scale? What is your thought process?
I was gonna say we're gonna need another show for that. Man.
Yeah. let's
do it.
So much I want to do.
I know.
No, but as far as the next step, Ryan is trying to multiply myself.
It's trying to
grow like in a way of like having a shop, you know, building a crew. I think having a crew makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And I want to be one day be able to have a shop, and steer into, you know, into the big play of like having a chance to help out not just one, but not just two, but three, four, five, seven, eight, as many as I can, you know? So just mm-hmm. like the more I multiply myself or the bigger I you know, build and the better. So yeah, the next step is just that. It's just to build the crew, mm-hmm. I would say, Ryan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be my next move. So
one of the reasons why I think we share that same passion, you know, I started a few years building the crew, but you know, the opportunity that you've received from this industry that I can say it changed my life. I'm pretty sure it changed your life. The kind of freedom that you have, the kind of the escape. I'm never the person that likes the cubicle jobs, the sitting in front of an office. I don't like that at all. So I get antsy. So I love what I do, whether I have 10 guys behind me or just me, but I've noticed that there's a lot of people out here that just are looking for that chance. And so very blessed to be able to have the four people to share this experience with and get them into a career. It's very hard for people to even find careers nowadays. So I thought that was just my duty more so than just trying to, you know, grow the company, but it's my duty also to share my knowledge and to help another family, you know, to help their kids and their future, you know, their generation of kids, you know. So, this may lead to, because I not only teach my guys, you know, the PDR side, but I teach them the entrepreneurship side, the customer relationship, you know, relations side, the experience. You know, I always speak about the customer experience. You know, I'm two steps ahead of the customer on a lot of things, you know, like you said, you go and look at that car because you know that customer is going to come out and pick out that. But I'd rather, you know, correct it before the customer comes in because, you know, we look better when everything is done. You know, I get mad. Like, I get so mad if something goes wrong that I give them a $50 gift card when things go wrong. And it's really, I tell them, I was like, it's a gift to you, but it penalizes me to not do that again. And they're like, no, it was just the window just needed to be reset or something like that, you know? Nope, it's my fault. You had to come back out here. Here's a $50 gift card. I apologize for that. And that's, you know, to strike me. When I'm late, same thing. It strikes me. So I don't know. That's just the way I'm able to build. Hopefully it helps you, you know. But I always look for guys that are just as hungry as I was when someone picked me up and say, let me teach you something.
And you also want to look for the right guys. You're investing your time in there, your reputation. You know,
of course,
you really need to be picky.
It's hard. I mean, I've been looking for somebody for some time now. I've came across a few, but it's, you know, I've gave it a try, but things haven't just worked out, you know. And to me, it's just, you know, it's a special skill that, you know, what we perform. We're artists, man. It's just, you know, so not just a job, but it's just, it's almost like a lifestyle, you know. Mm-hmm. It's for you to be able to perform a good dent. You just, you know, it's not just about having the right tool, or, you know, or having the best tools, or having the easiest metal. You know, it's just like you have to know how to move.
I can put a paintbrush in my hand, but that doesn't mean I know how to paint. You know, like, you give me the best paintbrush, but I'm not Picasso.
And and you know what's funny, that it a lot of the guys that, because, you know, we're out there a lot, you always have everyone's just like, oh, easy money, just like, oh, you know, how do I do what you do? Just like, you know, just like, and I always tell them, it's just like, well, it's very easy. Just, you know, just do what you have to do. Just like, you know, like, quit your job, like, or just like,
go train, you know, like, go work for free.
Yeah, you know, or I'll tell them this. It's just like, okay, you know, if I quit tomorrow, can I? And if I go learn PDR, just like, can I be like you? Just like, yeah, you could be even better with me, but you have to be ready to lose. You're not gonna make money for at least the first year or the first year and a half. Just, are you ready to lose? And it's just like, that's when more people are just like, no, you know, just like, nobody wants to lose. And that's the difference that was with me, that when I decided to go PDR, man, I connected my goals. I wrote things down. Like you were saying, Chris, it's very important. It's just like, there's something that when you write things down, it's just like you become more committed. And, you know, when you have it, like, for your business and, like, what you're trying to, like, become, it's just, it builds a whole different world. So it's just like, what was I saying? Like, I forgot what I was saying, bro.
Writing things down.
He's got the bent brain.
Goal setting. It helps you achieve what you want. But I got a quick, so are you primarily retail? Are you mostly retail and then a little dealer, a little body shop, or?
So I don't do dealerships at all.
Okay.
And if I do, it's kind of like, you know, emergency call.
It's service, yeah.
Okay. It's funny because we're, and so I do a lot of body. I have relationship with body shops, and I have a lot of people in the body shop world that knows me.
Yeah.
And then I do a lot of retail. I want to say right now it's probably 80% retail, and the rest body shops.
Wow, nice. That's nice. That's really nice.
Literally.
That's nice. And I think the retail, it allows you more freedom, especially with the family. And you know, I know you just had a kid not too long ago. You got a little, you know. So I think that helps.
That's
a lot.
That's why it threw me off right now, because she walked in. And it was just, my baby, you know, man.
I think it's huge.
Wipe me out.
You know, having. You know, as a business owner, but having that freedom as well, and the, you know, being retail and being good at retail, confident at retail, that allows you to get those bigger jobs, schedule around, you know, maybe your life, as opposed to life being scheduled around work, you know,
at least
for your situation now, you know, and then all of a sudden you're growing, you got five guys, and you're never done working, you know, at that point, but you know, at least for now.
It's funny because When my wife was pregnant, I actually even opened the shop just so that I could be very close to home and that I wouldn't have to drive nowhere else. Wow. So if anything happened, I was just like 5 minutes away.
Nice.
I opened up the shop. I had it for like 3 months. Yeah. I hardly spend any time in there. I was always doing appointments.
Mobile.
We ended up in the hospital a few times, you know, through the pregnancy, and it's just like, I forget the shop. I'll just keep dealing, you know.
And you're in California, so you got to realize this, guys. Okay, he doesn't get snow. Like, you can work year round, you know, and it's okay.
It's fun doing retail. You know, the hardest part though is just that you could get pulled everywhere, you know.
Oh my god.
That's probably one of the toughest thing for me, is just that I as much as I try to, like, you know, set my routes, I'm only going to be in this part of the town this day and you know, another part of town.
Good luck. Yeah.
You know, I'm still trying to strategize it. And so retail, it plays a big part. Where I live, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people that care about their cars. And, you know, just like you guys were saying, my work, you know, speaks out for itself.
100%.
And service, there's, you know.
Having your marketing plays a big part, man. Mm-hmm. You know, when I work for the body shop, I got to learn a lot about, you know, the marketing that what was bringing the work into the shop.
Yeah.
And then once I came on board for myself, you know, I dig the end that I could of marketing. You know, when I got into business, I pushed it hard, man. And because of that hard work, I'm able to enjoy that, what you guys were talking about, you know, with the retail, that, you know, you could set your days, you could set your routes, and bet you got to do the work, baby.
Do
the work. and like Chris, like you were saying, if you got to give a $50, you know, gift card, you got to do it, you know?
Yep. You got to do it. I keep them in the truck. I mean, I don't go through them a lot, but you know, you get that one every, you know, 6 months. You're like, man, you know, the traffic was bad, or I just didn't reset that door, that window, you know, hold the button down for 5 seconds and roll it back up. Just forgot about it. And it was just one of those cars. Yeah. I just didn't check it, the auto check. So it is what it is. But, you know, that's kind of a standard that I have in the company, that it costs you $50. It is what it is.
In the beginning, I used to do dents for free when I wasn't happy.
I still do it too.
Yeah, my wife gets upset. It's just like free.
Same thing.
You have to understand. You know, it's customer's happy. Like, you don't want to make him pay for something he's not happy about. Like, how do you feel? Like, you know, how do you feel when you go out to dinner and?
Exactly.
You know, you're still paying for something you're not happy with, just like, you know. And so I just don't want to take that energy from them, you know. I'm okay with it, you know. It's that, and it's funny. So because when you do get like the, you know, the clients with high expectations and they're all over you and double checking your work and all that stuff, I'm okay with that. But one of the things that I tell them, that why I'm okay with that, is because if I don't have them, I wouldn't know what my expectations are. Mm-hmm. I don't have nobody supervising my work. I don't have nobody telling me like, this is good, this is bad. You know, so it's just like, if you tell me this is, you know, that you see something, that's okay, you know. Like, now I have to push myself harder.
And plus, I know that customer is for life. Like, you don't have to. That customer is going to come back for any small little thing, because he sees. He's kind of like us, you know. And I'm like, man, you know what? No problem, man. You know, if you see something, no problem, you know. But that's, I push hard for all customers. Like I said, they may have a brother, cousin, uncle that's in the bodywork, and they say, yeah, I got my car done PDR. And, you know, PDR has such a negative mark on it that I want him to say, what do you do, the door? And then he goes, I still see it. Nah, you ain't going to see nothing I do.
It's always that third person. I always say it's third person. It's a third person that they tell.
Yeah.
When you get to that third person, it's either positive or negative. That third person's where your most impact is.
Yeah.
So
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I got that from my old boss, man. My old boss, what he used to do when we used to repair cars from the outside, maybe like from the inside was all rusted. It wasn't our work and he couldn't repair it. He just had to leave it. He'll put a sticker on there like, it's not, you know, it's not our collision works.
Yeah, approved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so in case of, like you said, like the second or the third person had better bad negatives, just know that was not mine.
Yeah.
So we've got there's a guy on here. Joe has a question for you. He says, can you describe the tools in your Husky bag inside the PVC pipes? What size, thickness, bars, company? I would pretty much say pick five of your favorite tools out of your bag because we'll be here for another 3 hours.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I don't even know what I have in there. No,
what are your three most used tools on the daily?
I try to keep it simple with my tools. Just a good hammer, your tabs. As far as pushing bars, I try to actually not carry so many bars in my tool bag. I don't know why. I like to just pick my tool per job as I unload from my van. I don't know if that's because how I have it set up on my van. That's the way I work. If there is any tools that stay in the bag, because just like you, Ryan, in and out of body shop, it's just like, the Ultra Dent double bend. The 24, the 36, maybe one of just the one bent. And those are probably like my main tools that I'll keep in the bag. Other than that, there'll probably be some extra detachable Ultra Dent tools. I've been getting into those a lot lately just because I like, how I'm dealing with a lot more space and, the handles on the side that I could click onto.
Yeah,
to any tool. Those are pretty much my main tools. The Ultra Dent, double bent, 24-36. I use the regular, hammer for my tabs.
You use for a standard door in a door. Like, what's your go-to door tool?
I'm telling you, it's the ultra.
You go in with a rod to do a regular door ding. You don't use a ratcheting handle? Really? Okay.
Just lately, I've been buying more ratchet tools. Just lately. Other than that,
But if you have the Ultra Set, if you have the Ultra Set, then that works then.
But just recently I started getting into those because some of the newer cars like the BMWs especially, like it's harder to get a tool from not hitting the top.
And it's tight.
Just because of that I started getting into the ratcheting tools. I buy a lot from the A1 tools. They carry some real good tools. Dentcraft, but I want to say a lot of my tools, my main tools is Ultra Dent. For some reason, since I started, I made it very simple. And like they say, any good PDR tech will only have specific tools. I kind of just decided to make
Ultra's specific tools. And Ultra's a great quality tool. I mean, it's a great quality.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a quick funny story. I had Benny from Elite PDR come down for some advanced training stuff. And we get out there and I got my little backpack and I throw my backpack down and he goes, that's all the tools you use? I said, yeah, I don't carry that much. He's like, bro, you got to see the back of my truck. He opened up and it's like the Dent tool warehouse. Back there. He's like, I can't believe you got five tools in this bag. I was like, that's it. So, you guys look at that stuff. It's not always about the tools. We bring up tools a lot, so a lot of it's the skill set and knowing. Like I'm training a guy right now, and it's knowing what tool to grab when you need it. That's your lost time. When you're grabbing five tools, trying them in the door, you're losing time. So, or you're damaging the panel trying to fix a car with the wrong tool, which we've all done.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
David asks, "What is your favorite glue?" you're using in California right now.
Yeah. Oh, the cactus green.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, that's the stuff right there. Green. Low humidity, so that thing is gonna shine.
I went through the black, through the pink, the white, the red.
I haven't used the hog glue. Green. The hog glue is very similar to the green. I mean, it's very similar. It just takes a little longer to dry.
Yeah, yeah. The before I found the green one, the well tap, that gray well tap.
That's what I was on. Same thing. But I was like, this is it. And then these guys turned me into the green.
And I'm like, that's going in the trash.
I got rid of
it. You guys turned me out.
Green is where it's at. Green and red for here because the humidity is so high right now. So the Denali red pulls pretty good right now for us in the East
90
Coast.
Plus. Yeah.
Yeah. That humidity. Once that humidity gets up, that green just can't grab. Guys, I know we're in the chat. We want to close this up in about another 5-10 minutes. So if you guys have any questions for Manny or questions for us, please feel free to just type them in the chat and we'll try to answer for you.
Manny, are you attending MTE this year?
I don't know. I've been thinking about
what?
It.
What?
Come on.
What do you mean you don't know? I thought we had to talk last year. I'm like, you're going.
Bro, you got to go.
I'll be there. I only said that because the wife is out here. and I don't know if you guys know this, but I brought my wife on board to work for the company with me. Full on board. So it was kind of funny because I knew I was going to do this, and she was kind of, am I part of the business too? Yeah. I brought her on board this year, and something that I don't know, like I said, if anybody knows this, but the way I've run my business now is that I've created a one business phone line, which is, with the local area code. Mm-hmm. She has that cell phone, and she takes every call, every email, every Yelp message, everything directed to needing a PDR, it goes through her phone. And I've made it just a lot of people think, a girl, like, how are you gonna
look? Nah, that thing works.
She's not the one doing the work, you know. It's just like any specific questions I could answer, but her job is very simple: find out what they need, find out, if how much, like, agreed, how much, and when and where. Those are the three things that I just want to know, everything else. I'm just out there pushing. So I've made this process where she takes the phone calls, she takes the emails, helps the clients find out, what their needs are, find out what city they're in, what their availability is, figure out if the estimate. And she takes care of pretty much all of that part. And so every day, a lot of people kind of hate me when I explain to them this process, because life is beautiful, man. So every day I could literally just wake up, let's say 7 a.m., walk to my truck. I'm ready to go 7 a.m., pull up my phone, look at my schedule for that day, my first appointment, 8 o'clock, She types in the address, so I just have to click on it and then put directions.
Go.
And then once I get there, I look what car, how much, things I estimate, what car, how much, and the customer's phone. So I just go there to the address, pull up, call the client, Mr. Joe, I'm here downstairs. He comes down. We talk about the dent. I give him all the details, how I'm going to do things, and just get it done. As soon as I'm done, get back on my phone, click onto the next one. My day is going, I'm not answering, all these different phone calls, all the different messages, not because it's a bad thing, but it's because sometimes a 3-minute phone call goes into a 20-minute phone call.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, before you know it, the client that's waiting for you, thinking that you're just is slacking off, or you know, you're driving, or you know, just different things like that. So, yeah, man, I just wanted to share that because
that's awesome. I think that is,
yeah.
This year, I don't know if anybody else is doing it, but it's just like I took my wife on board, man, and I gave. I mean, she's already making money out of it anyway. So just like, just take a position. You're good at the phone anyways. You know, you could take care of this part faster than I can. And it's just like, so if you're out there, you know, you want to start a PDR business and you're thinking about it, or, you know, and you have your wife on at home, it's just like, you just never know. You know, I'm not saying it's going to work out for you, but I did that, and it's just a conversation.
You know,
I'm gonna direct all my phone calls to you, like, Manny.
You know what's the beautiful part too? That it's just like I get to come home and we could talk about the same things.
You actually have something to talk about. Like, how is
you know what I'm saying? Like, how is Mr. Smith?
Yes.
That is a beautiful thing. I had this customer today. Can you believe he said it was a small dent? Look at this dent. It's just like, I can't believe him. Guess what? I don't have to deal with that. So just like, you know, I could just go online, watch you guys, you know, see the tools that you guys are bringing up, and just like, I'm working.
Software reminds you so bit like your business so much. I know how much of a help that is. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I was just wanting to know what software did you use, just in case anybody was wondering to use the scheduling system. Was it just Google?
Just Google.
Okay.
It's your calendar that you have on your phone. Everybody has it.
Nice.
So, but what we have is just that we have the link.
Everything's
so
synced.
Just like when she types it. So she could make any changes and I could look at it on my phone when she's done.
Yep. Nice.
And throughout the day.
Mobile Tech RX for estimating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Throughout the day, she'll just send me pictures. I'll look at the den. A lot of the times I'll have an idea of what I'm going against with. Look at the app. I'll get a price range. I'll give it a price range and we're not set into like that, you know, and if that's a green light, then we're good. Otherwise, then you got the next step to, you know, and the beautiful part is that she has a better handling of which area I'm going. Like I said, estimates, responding back to clients faster than I can.
Am I going to be there Thursday? I know I'm supposed to be there, but is it Wednesday? She can look at it and do it. Like, that's probably so helpful and has streamlined so much for you and just made the whole process of Manny's PDR so much faster.
Yeah.
Everybody says I'm leaving. I have a dream. I don't know. What? I said, everybody that, you know, there's a lot of people that I know that everybody tells me just like, I have a dream job. I have it. Like, what do you mean? I just
took
the things that
you
I have
put in the work.
Around
no,
me.
Don't
just,
discredit
just,
yourself.
I put two and two things together.
And other people can't, you know what I mean? And so you decided to take it upon yourself and do it. So don't discredit yourself for that at all. Like, that's awesome. And you're looking to make...
But you.
MPDR even better by doing what you just did, adding another body to take care of other things. So you can now go do what you do best, which is, you know, fix meta.
Yeah. All of this stuff that I know how to, that I've learned how to like on road into my business and everything that I've done and things like that. There's been a lot of, you know, late hours of work, research, reading, studying, you know, just different things like that, man. All of this that we've talked about sounds beautiful and, you know, just like people may think this is like, oh, I'm lucky, I'm blessed, but it's just like, it takes hard work, man.
Yeah.
Don't ever get discouraged. Reading a book, watching YouTube videos, listening to different YouTube channels, listening to other guys in the NT, just like all of that, it's worth, like, it's there's a lot.
That's all learning and knowledge. You know, and what you do with that learning and that stuff you were taught and that knowledge is what you do and what you've created, you know, and other people create things in different ways, you know.
So I'm thankful and grateful, man, for everyone and everybody who has helped me, you know, with something or that said, that's done, you know, you guys, I've been telling you guys from the beginning, man, the foundation that you guys have set. For, you know, some of us are PDR techs out here, you know, the platform, the foundation, man, it's very humble and very welcoming. So, man, thank you guys too, you know, because you guys, you know, literally you guys know, you guys do play a big part of like, you know, what do we become out here, you know, maybe not just for me, but other guys that you guys haven't heard it from, you know. Thanks, I definitely want to say thank you guys, man.
Thank you.
You know. Chris, no, Ryan, Dave, you know, you guys are awesome, man.
Thank you. No, you're awesome.
Yeah, no, man. Appreciate you. Stop, you're awesome. Board here.
So let me know when you guys want to interview yourself, man, because I'll come on board, man. I got questions for days. Like, I'm always about learning, man. I'm always about, there's always
MTE, man. MTE, we got 3 days.
I mean, I remember me and you, Manny, just having, I think, Instagram conversations like back in the day, like a couple times. You know what I mean? Like simple stuff like that, just building a relationship, then finally meeting you. You know, there's guys that you may talk to and then you meet them in person. And you're like, I got a different vibe when I was talking to them, but then I meet them. Like, it clicked. Yeah. And it's kind of just with, you know, a lot of the people in this industry are really cool, you know, and there's a couple people that I met before. I'm like, man, you're kind of an asshole, but like, all right, cool. You do your thing, whatever. But like meeting people like you, you know, and a bunch of others in this chat here, and the guys that I'm working with here, make it worthwhile, you know, and it makes it fun, it makes it exciting, makes you want to learn more just like you, you know, and just keep growing and learning.
If you guys are booking MTE, book the room as soon as possible. It's at a Disney resort, so it's gonna sell out. So if you can get in there and book the hotel.
I'm just rimming with you. I'm knocking on your door. Where's the couch?
I think I'm gonna be there.
Come it's on, man. There's no fake thing.
You're not thinking.
I will fly to LA and drag you there the day before.
Tell your business partner in the other room to block out the calendar end of January.
But for you guys,
she needs to see what MTE is all about. You gotta bring her. So then she really understands all of MTE and why you go and the Olympics and you sweating and like this is what I'm doing. I'm being number one.
It's part of business.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's kind of like the home for PDR, man. It's just like, it's where you get to see who's in, who's out, and you know, the tools, you know,
egos,
get to meet
baby.
Everyone.
Egos.
The big guys, the little guys, yeah. The big egos, the small
ones. The good guys, the bad guys, No, that's awesome.
So we will be having a dinner at MTE. So we're going to be putting that together. You guys will definitely hear about it. It'll be on social media. It'll be on the show, you know, probably more info a week or two before. So
yeah, of course. Yeah. Nice. Definitely want to get up with everybody and
That's what I'm talking about, man. What you guys are doing. I mean, just like, man.
We're trying to bring the community together, man.
Yeah, because we don't have enough time on this show here, Manny. I want to talk like I'm telling you, the first time I went to MTE, I met Chris. All right. And me and Chris talked outside of the hotel for six hours. Yeah, I'm not talking no pee breaks, no dinner break, no lunch break, no water break. 6 hours me and Chris sat outside and talked.
Yeah.
You know, I meet Ryan, he's like, yo, fly out to my house. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, you know, just cool people, you know. Ryan doesn't know me from Jim from Shu, you know, and it's like I've now made two great friends. Like, you're a great friend. I want to come to Cali, actually. Shit.
Yeah,
it's always raining every time I go to the East Coast. So I'm going to go to Cali.
You know what I was going to say, though? Yeah, Chris is like the coolest people to talk to, man. It's like, those are the one. Chris is like the clients you don't want because it's like you'll get a conversation before you know. It's like you made a friendship with your client, and before you know, it's like, I don't want to charge you no more.
Right.
we're friends now. Mm-hmm. Right. We were talking yesterday. And it was just like, Chris was like, I don't know, man. It's like, I feel like going and going and going, telling you, you know, about my life. But it's just like, I think we should save it for tomorrow.
That's every day with both of these guys. Every day. You know, Chris is calling me at 7 in the morning. Dave's calling me at 11. And, you know, I mean, it's all day long. So, believe me, you're good.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Go ahead.
Go ahead, man. No, I was going to say that Dave, man, I remember Dave when I met him. It's just like, Dave, it's so easy to meet and to, like, you know, like click with, like, quick, man. Because it's like, as soon as he's about saying anything, he's already like almost smiling, man. So it's just like, you don't even have to say hello. He's like, he's already smiling at you. Just like, it's
yeah.
cool, it's man. It's just like all of you guys, man, really, 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 really humble. And, you know, I think that plays a big part being a PDR tech, because like I say, we're not just techs, man, but it's almost like a lifestyle, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And
it's lonely out there when it's just you in that car, you know?
Yeah. And it's cool that you guys could definitely establish that humbleness, you know? So, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And thanks for you guys for bringing me on. And
definitely.
Or on topic. Or I don't know if I talked about the things that I wanted to talk about.
Nah, you're great, man.
I was excited to be on here, man. Thank you guys for bringing me on.
And if we didn't get all the questions, you know, we'll definitely try. You know, we're trying to get as much information. 1 hour flies by, so we definitely try our best.
Man, and a person like myself, that I'm just excited about, like, my career, man, how it's on the road, and I'm just always excited about sharing, pumping everybody, man, inspiring, just like the, you know. I almost sense that sometimes, like, when I go to shops, like, managers don't want me to talk to their employees because I could almost, like, inspire them to, like, become a PDR tech. You know?
So, if guys want to reach you, Manny, where can everyone find Manny's PDR? Where can they find you at?
Hashtag NPDR, baby. Yeah. Yeah. No, but it's really easy. Just Manny's PDR. Manny's PDR. Instagram is my main source of social media. Okay. Instagram. I'm not on, like, Facebook too much. You know, as far as Yelp and Google, all of that stuff, it's also, like, through Manny's PDR. But, yeah, man, anybody that... you know, has questions, want to check out my work, Manny's PDR.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
And you're coming to MPE, so tell wifey now before you, while you're
yeah, man, I definitely got to book that ticket. And also for the Olympic too, man, it's getting a lot more people want to compete. So it's like, you also have to get your tickets online, because if you wait till then, there is possibilities that they'll run out. And you'll be pumped and you'll be ready to push out a dent. But if there's no more tickets, then you're not going to get it.
It's
so
on,
that is one reason why I have to book my ticket too, and do all of that part.
All right. Perfect. Well, Manny, we greatly appreciate you taking the time to jump on this show, man. I said, we spoke for the last 3 or 4 days prepping for the show, man. It's been a blessing for sure. Got to come to an end. Guys, if you're watching, please don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It, you know, greatly helps our ratings and all that
Facebook
good stuff.
Page, share that.
Yeah, go ahead and share stuff.
When we get this link out, usually that morning, if you guys can share it, you know, that's a huge help. We're just trying to grow the channel a little bit, grow the show. So if you guys can share that, you know, that little thumbnail, all you have to do is copy it. It's super easy. Get it out there. We really appreciate it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so Manny, again, thanks.
Thank you guys. I know we are. Thank Chris, Ryan, Dave.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. All right, guys. Ryan, Dave, Manny, we'll just go through our little
Facebook, Instagram, Windy City Dent Repair,
MySpace, LinkedIn, Facebook, RPS Dent Repair.
Manny, I know you're just on Instagram, right?
Yeah, man, I'm just on Instagram pretty much. I mean, it's so hard to keep up with it. But yeah, Instagram, Manny's PDR.
All right, guys. And Chris Denless Touch, like I said, what is it? Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. So, guys, thank you. Have a great night. And we'll see you next week. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
See you guys.